listening to Freak Talk Live. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you've joined us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Mark.
Yes, and Mark and I have switched roles tonight. This is an unusual thing. We always host the show together on Sunday evenings, but tonight Mark just wanted to sit back a little bit, and I think he's certainly earned the privilege, right, Mark?
I'm going on vacation tomorrow, and yeah, you can do the work tonight.
I am completely fine with that. And Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. And you can certainly do so at 855-450-FREE. That's also 855-450-3733. But right now we have actually a guest on the line, and this is a really interesting topic. Mark, you and I sometimes get into it about feminism, gender issues, male-female relationships, that kind of thing. And you emailed me a couple of days ago to suggest that we have a guest on, who is very articulate, and she is interested in the area of domestic violence and how to prevent it specifically. And since October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Is that so?
Yes.
I would never have guessed.
There are a lot of different awareness months.
There certainly are.
Yeah. But this is, of course, a very appropriate time to speak with her. And I'd like to introduce our guest. This is Hillary Madsen. Hillary, do we have you on the line?
Yes. Hello, good evening.
Hello, thank you so much for being on with us, and your audio quality sounds great. So, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. First of all, can you explain a little bit about your background and what it is that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I am Hillary Madsen, that's Hillary with one L, and I live here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, so I do child and family therapy, mm-hmm. and have a private practice here. I also volunteer for an organization called Stop Abusive and Violent Environments.
Yes.
You can look it up, saveservices.org, and I am the Utah coordinator for this organization. And what I do a number of things. I'm a trauma expert. And I do a lot of couples work, but I'm also a licensed domestic violence counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I see both male and female victims,
yeah.
of domestic violence, and also male and female perpetrators.
Right. So this is one of the things. Hillary,
yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is one of the things that is, I think, going to be central to our conversation tonight. I saw something on your website. There were 7 facts about domestic violence listed, and that was at saveservices.org, and save is Stop Abusive and Violent Environments.
Yes.
I think there are a lot of people out there who think of domestic abuse as something that only happens to women, right, with male perpetrators.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like there's a guy in one of those A shirts. Instead of the T-shirts, it's an A shirt.
A wife beater?
Yeah, well, that's what they call it, all right?
Right.
It's a wife beater. He drinks too much, and when he gets angry, he beats his wife. That's the story.
Mm-hmm. And I don't doubt that story exists.
Stereotype.
But yeah, it's not it doesn't encompass all of the situations, right, Hillary?
No, it's not representative of the majority of cases that are really out there and that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the problem and why I'm so passionate about changing our perception of domestic violence and also the way that we treat it and help victims. It is currently a system that only helps and recognizes really one gender.
Mm-hmm.
And the Violence Against Women's Act, when you think about it, what other acts, in history only identify one group by gender that is eligible to be seen as someone that's deserving of these services.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost
and,
as if...
It's unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution, right?
Well, just the Violence Against Women's Act, in and of itself, the name excludes men by default.
Yeah.
'Tis true. Now, what is the, as far as it goes, what's the percentages of situations where men are abused as opposed to women? I mean, is this a big problem?
And that's where things get very interesting. If you look at true evidence-based statistics, and then there are several people out there, Philip Cook, he wrote a book called Abused Men. And he dedicated a lot of research to finding out the actual statistics that are evidence-based. A researcher out of California, Mr. Gellis, he also spent a lot of time really looking at this objectively. And what they turned up is it's almost 50-50, where intimate partner violence, when they did an actual survey and they were able to, you know, determine that there was some physical form of domestic violence in the relationship, they found that women were initiating physical violence almost equal to that of men. And in fact, one study that was really quite frightening is that female-initiated violence was the highest risk factor in her actually getting very injured.
Yeah, I was thinking that might be the case.
Meaning that she would often... Pardon me?
I was thinking that might be the case. I mean, that seems... Is this...
Yes.
It's sort of a self-destructive... I mean, you know, I think everybody's experienced to lesser or greater extents in their life some feeling of self-destruction. And is this sort of a person who is dealing with a self-destructive situation? They, you know, they hit on... They beat somebody, and then the resultant is that they get beat worse?
Yes. And what they're finding, and this is not to blame either gender. Again, it's wrong. For any person to use physical control and violence to intimidate and control another person.
Sure.
And so it doesn't matter what the reasons are for. And most of the research found it wasn't self-defense, which is often what a lot of people would guess and
right.
had been thinking, well, women were only violent in self-defense. And actually, they discovered that was not the case. That was actually less than 10% of the cases that they really thoroughly researched. And also, women who admitted to being violent or, you know, aggressing first, the number one reason that they did it, can you guess what that would be, what their answer was? Why did they hit their boyfriend or their husband?
They were angry.
Yes, but angry about what? Why did they do it?
Did they suspect cheating or something like that?
Actually, infidelity is high up on the list, but the number one from this, you know, study that they did was he wouldn't listen to me.
Oh, that's so sad. You know, that to me,
yes.
Hillary, that's so sad to hear, because when people think, you know, maybe they've grown up in an environment where they think that the only way to get those needs met for listening and understanding and compassion is to force someone else by hitting them physically.
Yes.
It isn't going to work.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it would, but that's the most common reason that this is initiated, according to this research. So, Hillary, I want to ask you also, how did they find this out? How did the researchers do this research? Because it would seem like trying to collect this data might be subject to a lot of biases, like depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable to talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why SaveServices.org, if you go on their website, one of the things I really, really appreciated about this organization was their dedication to taking a microscope and really looking at it and making sure that it was evidence-based studies so that there wasn't that bias. And the majority of research comes from the Center for Disease Control Studies and the health department. And so, I mean, these are... you know, conducted nationally. They are gathered. The information is something, for example, one of the myths that's out there, and I heard this myself until I looked at the numbers. Even in graduate school, I would hear the number one reason women go to the emergency room in the U.S. is domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone just stated that, and people literally believed it, just like the Super Bowl hoax. I don't know if you know the history of that.
No, tell me about the Super Bowl
again,
hoax.
That more domestic violence occurs during the Super Bowl because the men are...
Yeah.
I have certainly heard
this
that.
This was an inflammatory comment that was made by, you know, a journalist who just pulled it literally out of thin air and admitted it later and was sorry for it, but she was assuming. She said, I think domestic violence, but she just came out and said... Domestic violence is the most violent day, or Super Bowl Sunday is the most violent day of the year for women because of domestic violence.
I wonder what
that seems sexist to me.
The suggestion there is because, I mean, it's unlikely your team's involved in Super Bowl. I mean, most of them are gone, so you would think that it would be less. I mean, Super Bowl is rarely even a good game. So,
yes,
Hillary, hang on the line with us. I'm going to put you on hold. I have more questions for you. I hope you'll stick with us, please.
I have a lot more questions.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much. Stick on the line. We're talking with Hillary Madsen about domestic violence. Call in with your questions, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
Leaders and managers often believe that they are supposed to have all of the answers. When I started my career out of college, I naively thought that I needed to have all of the answers to be seen as a leader. It didn't matter how far outside my expertise the question was, I tried to answer it. But people saw through my inexperience very quickly. I soon began to realize the leader's job isn't to know everything, but to attract people who know things he or she do not. Once I began to realize that one of us is not as smart as all of us, I didn't try to provide all the answers. I tried to bring people together to help find the answers. You can too, if you do less answering and more asking. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us this evening. I am your host, Stephanie.
And Mark.
Yes, indeed. And we have some interesting subjects that we have been discussing so far this evening. We're speaking with Hillary Madsen, who is a social worker, and she works in kind of the field of domestic abuse and trying to help people who are dealing with that and suffering from it. And Hillary, we're going to bring you back on the line. Are you still here with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And by the way, if you have questions or comments or would like to speak with Hillary, you can feel welcome to call us at 855 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 to speak with us or Hillary. And of course,
we're talking about to some extent the really unusual cases about.
They seem unusual, right? Because everybody thinks of domestic violence as something that only happens to women and it's always perpetrated by men. But actually, Hillary, you know, I am a medical student, and this is what I was taught in medical school. 95% of intimate partner violence goes from men to women.
And wow, really?
You're saying that these numbers are just not accurate, right?
And that is a very popular one, and I really encourage you to go and look and find the actual statistics, because that 95%, these are arbitrary things that have been passed around, like the Super Bowl hoax,
right?
Like the number one reason women go to the emergency room, and no one's looking behind that. To see if that's accurate.
Hillary, what is the number one reason women go to the emergency room?
According to the Centers for Disease Control, the number one reason, actually, was accidents.
Yeah.
And, it was accidents. And it's actually, if you wanted to go to saveservices.org, they have a page dedicated to debunking myths. And that's one of them.
Is this one of those situations? Hey, she had an accident. What's the problem?
No. These were accidents and injuries at home. They were not related in any way to domestic violence.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've actually heard that.
No, and I mean that's a really good question, but it is quite astounding that people still will pass that around and. It can be very destructive misleading image.
I'm wondering, is this the biggest problem here men being abused, or is it women not being able to deal with their emotional upset and then using violence to communicate that their upset to their intimate male partner, and then the physical
then
abuse?
Then it becomes reciprocal, basically.
Right. I mean, this isn't abuse.
Actually,
this is fighting.
You know what's really interesting? If you both would just take the gender out, take the gender out of the equation, and think of it just as, why does one person try to act violently towards another?
Yeah.
Well, what is the motivation for that? Take the gender out of the equation, and it is because they were frustrated with something, they were upset about something.
Sure.
They had a conflict, and they did not have the frustration tolerance. They were not able to communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people sometimes will blow up, and they might yell and scream, and they may lose it for a moment. But oftentimes, they can calm back down, and they can say, hey, I'm sorry I did that. And it doesn't have to escalate to a full-blown domestic violence incident. And this is where we come to the part where the definition of domestic violence. I encourage you to look into each one of, people that are listening out there. States have very different laws. The definition of domestic violence can be quite vague. And in the state of Utah is a mandatory arrest state.
Yeah.
Which means if there's a 911 call going out on a domestic dispute, someone's going to jail.
So,
and when they arrive, police officers have the burden in the state of Utah and in other states, up to 21 states, I believe it is now, that have these mandatory arrest laws. The police then have to decide who is the primary aggressor. So before they even arrive, they already have the bias that men are the ones that are causing domestic violence.
Sure. Yeah.
They are trained this. So before they even arrive, who do you think they're going to listen to and be more sympathetic to if there isn't enough physical evidence for either of them?
Yeah.
Makes perfectly good sense. I mean, if it comes down to it, I didn't do it, he did it, and then that's all it would take.
Well, exactly. And, the police officers are standing there, and they have the burden of following through with a mandatory arrest. And, if they look at each person, who is the primary aggressor? She's sobbing hysterically, and all she has to do is say that she felt threatened. He doesn't even have to have done anything physical to her.
So she
in the state of Utah, if you say, I felt threatened, I was in fear for my life, or he tried to take my cell phone, that's a charge of domestic violence right there.
Wow.
So, Hillary, I have a question. Yeah. Do you think that there, you know, I'm trying to say this in a certain way, but do you think that given the fact that men are often physically stronger than women, that some people, you know, is it fair in a way to sort of have this bias towards protecting the women first?
Oh, okay. Yes, I kind of get where you're coming from there. And oftentimes men are physically larger.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why research into the subject of battering and finding that both partners were initiating almost equally.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Dr. Gellis's work and also Philip Cook's work in his book, Abused Men. What they discovered is that women will compensate for their size by using weapons.
Wow.
Interesting.
They typically will not physically strike out.
Mm.
Typically.
So what are we talking about here? Pans and dough rollers here?
Yes.
Or are we talking about knives?
No, actually, knives, frying pans, yes, items, shoes, taking their high-heel shoe off and using that.
Oh, my.
Basically anything besides just their physical punch.
Yeah. So
scratching and hair pulling are very common.
Mm-hmm.
The female perpetrators that I've worked with that had the courage to really come to terms with that, and I was really impressed with them because oftentimes they don't get the support they need.
It's absolutely a tough topic to talk about, and you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to bring it up. And Stephanie, of course, was very adamant that we talk about this too. But I want to know, there's this stereotype of the guy that does the wife beating out there, that he can never be changed, that he's always gonna beat a wife. You know what I mean? That there's always that there is no.
And he's also in the mafia. Your accent.
Well, there's that too, right? There's the reconciling that it can't be done is the suggestion, especially in Hollywood. Is that a true statement? How true is that statement?
I would say that Hollywood has done a great disservice in portraying domestic violence. If you go back to movies in the 1940s. You will see a stoic man standing there as a hysterical woman slaps him in the face and he stoically sits there and bears it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you seen this image over and over and over? And you know, even after the feminist movement, you would think that would change, right? Well, you still see it in movies today.
Yeah.
You still see that, and if you ever, take, for example, the movie Enough.
Well, Hillary, hold that thought. I'm going to bring you back. We're coming up on the end of the segment, but stick on the line with us. More with Hillary coming up. We're going to talk more about domestic abuse and how it goes both ways. This is Free Talk Live.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. You can always find us on the web at freetalklive.com. And there are lots of special features there, including the archives. Archives of the show going back several years, 5 years, I think. And you can hear all kinds of interesting content for your listening pleasure. Go to archives.freetalklive.com.
For free.
For free, exactly. Very important point.
Those archives, and frankly, most that is Free Talk Live, was brought to you by SACL CAI, the principal over there, Jason Osborne. He's a big supporter of the show, has been for a very long time, big supporter of Liberty. If you have a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, check out SACL CAI. Their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Hillary Madsen.
Yes, and I do want to mention, we have been speaking with Hillary Madsen, who is a social worker specializing in domestic abuse and intimate partner violence, and we've been having a really interesting and very informative conversation with her so far. But I just want to mention, if anyone would like to join the conversation, has questions for Hillary or questions for us, we will take calls for Hillary first, and our number is 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Hillary. Are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. So at the end of the last segment, we were talking about the portrayals of domestic violence in the media and movies, and you conjured up this image of this very emotional woman kind of slapping a man in the face, and he just stands there and takes it, and I think that's problematic in many different ways, but go ahead and finish your thoughts on that.
Well, that is something that I think we have seen. And also think of Looney Tunes cartoons that had the henpecked husband and how it was seen as some comical figure to be chasing him around with the rolling pin. This was laughed at. This is something that we all remember and we've all seen and been exposed to, but it was seen as laughable instead of brutal.
So it's the suggestion is that you know, just media creates gender roles for us in ways that we may not even suggest. You know, and I've talked about this on the but we may not even be prepared to confront that this is a reality. I've talked on the air how many times that, you know, guys are told to be determined in getting the girl. Now, determined in real life means stalking, right? And but in movies, it's Dustin Hoffman pounding on the glass going, Elaine, at her wedding, and she goes with him. And so this behavior is rewarded. Whereas what you're suggesting, and it makes perfectly good sense to me, is that girls are told when you're frustrated, just go ahead and beat up on the guy. He's tough enough. If he's tough enough, he'll handle it, and good men handle it.
And he's not supposed to hit back in any way.
And men are trained and are taught from a very young age, never hit a woman.
Yeah, indeed.
Never hit a woman. And I will hear men say that so often that come to the weekly support group that I hold here in my private practice. And just to clarify a little, I am a child and family therapist. So in addition to doing, you know, kind of social activism and other things, I am a licensed therapist. And I see men who come in to the group with exactly that, where they say, I couldn't defend myself. One of the frightening truths is when they are being beaten, scratched, bit, their hair pulled, and they try and hold the woman's wrists or hands to stop her, from hurting him so he can get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, if there has been yelling and screaming and there's a phone call that goes in and the cops arrive, if a man says, even when he's been the one that calls 911, if he says, I tried to stop her from scratching me, automatically he will be arrested.
Yeah, so she's got bruises on her wrist.
Like they cannot even defend themselves.
Yeah, that's,
and the men that
seems
that I work
really
with,
unfair to me. You know, that's
it is.
A
and
big
I counsel
standard.
Them to get out of the room before there's even an argument.
Hmm.
And what I work on is prevention, because the laws, the way they are now, they were designed to protect victims. And I understand why they got so tough. It is awful to see our loved ones killed every year because of domestic violence. And the reality is women and children are not the only victims. It's boys, our brothers, our uncles, our fathers, men in the community are being affected by this as well. And it is very, very tragic. And I'm glad that society has seen this as a serious problem. However, society needs to mature and grow into the reality that this is not a gender issue. This is a human rights issue. And we live in a remarkable time in history where we do not have to be physically, emotionally, financially, or sexually abused by anyone.
Wow, I really love
what
you just said.
No one has the right to do that to us.
Yep.
No one in this country nowadays. And every person should be free from abuse. There should be shelters for men. That is one of my lifelong goals, is to open the first shelter. And when men come to the group every week, I see the injuries on them. I see the scratches. I see the bite marks. There have been stab marks, burn marks.
Now, I think one of the reasons that the shelters exist is that there's this this idea perpetrated that that guys are more likely to chase after women and find them where they are and harm them where they are and that kind of thing. Now, is that same situation going on with women? Are they hunting guys
down
and harming them?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
I see that happen. I just take gender out of the equation. And you're going to see some of, you know, the same kind of behavior. Now, one thing that's important is a lot of people, there is a difference between an isolated situational event.
Sure.
That really and truly was something that was tragic in the family. It needs to be dealt with. It was not okay. But it is not grounds for the severe punishment and treatment that the stereotypical abusers, what the laws were actually intended was to protect people from them. Let me give you an example. Here is a couple that I worked with. One of the rare cases where the woman was arrested, and she was actually charged. But here's what happened. This was around Christmas of last year. They had tremendous strain. He had lost his job. The house was flooding. They had terrible stress in their relationship. They had been together 10 years. had two children, had never once had a physical fight ever, not even one time in their entire relationship. And the wife admitted that her husband was very, very depressed. He was not listening. She didn't feel respected. She was extremely frustrated. She couldn't get his attention. She couldn't get him to stop shutting down. And so she grabbed an empty plastic Diet Coke bottle. True story.
Okay.
And she started hitting him with it. Now, again, the object itself didn't even weigh a pound.
Yep.
And that doesn't matter. What she did was wrong. And she admitted to that. And she was actually a delight to work with because she wanted to overcome this. And she saw what she had done was wrong. However, the consequence for this was her children were removed from her home.
Jeez.
She was arrested. Oh. Yeah, no joke.
Seems extreme.
She was arrested. She cannot, you know, work in the field she was working in.
Wow.
Because you can't have a domestic violence charge and work around children. She was a teacher. Yes. And
that doesn't,
she had
that
to go
doesn't
through
seem to
16
help anybody.
Weeks of domestic violence, 12 weeks of anger management, and had to be separate from her husband. And again, what she did was wrong. She lost it. She responded physically and violently to her husband in a way that was not acceptable. Had her husband done the same thing to her, doesn't matter that it was an empty plastic bottle, it's still wrong. But should her life and her career be over? Should she lose the right to see her children? Should she not be able to apply for a decent job for 7 years because she has a domestic violence charge now?
No, absolutely not.
Does the punishment fit the crime?
No way. It seems
very
obvious.
And this is happening
obvious.
For men and women because our laws have gotten so loose. And now all you have to do is verbally accuse. They have removed probable cause. You don't have to have any physical proof or injury. And the horrifying reality is, in the state of Utah, and it's like this in many other states, if I'm angry because I broke up with a boyfriend, all I have to do is call 911, make a false accusation, know how to word it correctly, and he'll be arrested immediately.
That's awful. And Hillary, please hang on the line with us. I got more questions for you when we return. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. I want to ask Hillary about what can be done about this.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Stephanie.
And Mark.
And we've been speaking with a very interesting guest, Hillary Madsen, who is a family and child counselor, and she's done a lot of work on domestic abuse and intimate partner violence, and it's been a very entertaining and interesting conversation so far. Want to let you know that if you have questions for her, please get them in soon. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and we do have a couple of people on the line who would like to talk with Hillary. But, Mark, you had something you want to let us know about before.
That's right. If you've you've been hearing about Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live for a while now, and maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them, there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. Works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. Also, if you want to find out more about Bitcoins, you can go to weusecoins.org.
Wonderful. So I'm going to bring Hillary back on the line. Hillary, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Thank you so much for sticking on the line. We have a couple of people who would like to talk with you and ask you some questions. Is that okay?
Excellent. Yes.
All right. Let's bring on Jay in, I believe, California, who has a question for you. Jay, are you with us?
Yeah.
So what was on your mind?
Well, you know, a few years back, I spent a couple of years in prison for domestic battery. And, you know, it was totally my fault, and I admit everything I did was wrong. But while I was in prison, I converted to Islam, and, you know, it really opened my eyes to the way the world really is. And, you know, I noticed that some of the things that really bothered me were, this Israeli invention of the cell phone. It was terrible. Like, my wife would always call me and nag me and nag me and nag me.
Jay, are you being serious?
Oh, absolutely. So what I discovered was recently we got this new technology, and it's really awesome. So I've put this on my second wife because she's just really a lot of trouble. And basically when she goes down, goes to do her shopping and stuff, you know, it's basically a caller.
Jay, thank you for the call. I can't really say thank you to that. But
sorry, I guess I couldn't understand his question. I was trying to...
He was making a lame attempt at a joke saying that he has put a collar on his second wife and gave a facetious story about going to jail for domestic violence. And I think we're going to take another call for you, Hillary. That's maybe...
Yeah, I think that might be good.
The joys of open line current events radio.
Indeed, anybody can call in. Yes. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Let's bring on David in Keene, New Hampshire.
Hello.
Hi, David. What's on your mind?
I was going to ask a question, just kind of throw it out there. So, she's kind of sticking up for guys to an extent, and I'm just wondering, how has her reception been? I mean, things come to mind, feminists and stuff like that, or women's advocate groups.
Yes.
And do they? And I'm just wondering, just generally, how your reception has been. I'll just take it off the air.
Thank you so much, David. I appreciate that question.
Thanks, David. That's a great question. And, you know, it's a complex answer. The reception now, today, is a lot better than it was several years ago. When I was in graduate school, I had a very powerful experience. I used to call myself a feminist. I no longer do. And I consider myself an egalitarianist and someone that believes in equal value, equal services, equal justice for all people, regardless of their gender and so forth.
I can relate to that.
But in graduate school, I remember there was a woman who, a classmate of mine, I really respected, and she did her presentation on domestic violence. And she had all of the statistics, the Super Bowl hoax, and all this stuff. And I remember sitting there and waiting for her to mention anything about male victims, and nothing. And at the end of her presentation, she asked for us as classmates to raise our hands and to ask questions and give feedback. And I raised my hand, and I said, first of all, that was a beautiful presentation. I just was wondering why nothing was added about male victims. And she rolled her eyes and huffed and said, as soon as men start taking responsibility for their years of imprisoning and enslaving us,
there you go.
Then maybe, you know, we'll recognize the five victims out there that are men.
Oh.
And this was in graduate school.
Yeah. So factually inaccurate.
Well, and very angry at me. She was so angry.
Hmm.
And other women that, you know, were very outspoken feminists in grad school. And I considered myself one of these progressive liberal feminists. And so I would try and have a dialogue with them. And I remember one saying, Hillary, are you trying to undo the feminist movement? Are you trying to take us back in time where there's no recognition of domestic violence for what it really is, and that's men beating up on women?
Hmm.
And I'm here in graduate school going, these are educated professionals who are heading out into the community to counsel. And this is the mindset they're heading out to counsel with, that men alone are abusers. And, you know, if I had not seen it myself in my community, in the clients I've worked with for years, from both the male and female perspective, if I hadn't seen it myself and I just believed what the media told me, what my graduate school professors taught me, they used something called the Duluth model that is still being used, that was created in the late 70s, domestic violence prevention program. Its number one premise is that domestic violence is caused by male privilege.
How can we
educate people about domestic violence if we're teaching them that men are the cause of it? So how can we see them as victims?
So I think that there is a male privilege. I'm willing to discuss that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that there is domestic violence. Now, to stick these two together, just because I believe that there are dogs and cats in the world does not mean that I think that they are in any way related. And, you know, so I can see how these gender feminists, I think is the term
that
types of feminists you're referring to, these gender feminists are using this as an opportunity to drive down the political power of men and drive up the political power of women. And you were talking about it in the sense that is all some woman has to do in some states is call in and say and use the right verbiage and say, I felt threatened, I was threatened, and that kind of thing.
And his life is ruined.
And the guy goes to jail. And this is an absolute... this is an absolutely true situation. For me, it's even more so true. When I was in When I was younger, I was in a, when I was 17 years old, I was in a relationship with a girl. And exactly what you're talking about here. I've never been in a physically abusive relationship before or after. And this girl would hit me to solve her problems, and I hit her back. I weighed the same thing she did at the time. You know, I graduated high school at 127 pounds. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it was a fair fight, but certainly she's not talking about the guy that I am today. But I went to prison for 9 years for an unrelated incident, a violent crime, and I know, as in, you know, like, it's a factual reality for me in my life, especially when I was dating, that all a woman would have to do is say boo to a cop, and I'm going to jail. And so I could choose not to have sexual relationships, which was going to be a tough scenario for me, or I would come up with a system for handling these things.
And Mark, this is where, yes, keep going.
No problem. My system was, is I'm simply not going to allow any kind of physical, expression of emotion, a negative physical expression of emotion. None. So, like, there's none of this, you know, like, some people will go thwack, you know, and they'll use, they'll pretend to slap or something like that, and they don't actually even touch you, but it's to suggest that, you know, they don't like your joke or whatever. I don't know why it is. But to me, you know, if you can't come back with a comeback, then just say that, you know, I wish I had a better comeback for that. Say something funny. The thwack thing doesn't do anything for me. It suggests that a solution to the problem is physical. And I would say that, look, if you want to hit me, even lightly, I'd say, look, no hitting. In this relationship, there is no hitting.
Hell yes, yes.
And if I get hit for real, I'm going to go get have a place to sleep for the evening, and that's what I'm going to do.
Sure.
And then the next time it happens, I'm going to do it three times, and the next time it happens, goodbye.
I agree.
Yes.
It's two wrongs don't make a right for sure, and it seems like that is what's happening in a lot of these relationships. Now, Hillary, we're short on time, and I just want to ask
you. I'm going to keep her
over. Okay.
Can we do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Hillary, can you stick with us after the end of the hour, and this is the second hour?
Yes, I'm more than happy to. This dialogue has just got it started, and I can't believe how quickly it's gone. Mark, one of the things that you brought up is so important, and I really want to express this to those that are listening out there.
Hillary, hold it. Hold it. Let's just hold until the top of the news break here, and we'll be back with Hillary Meds.
Absolutely. Stick with us.
Okay, all right.
More with Hillary when we return. We're talking about domestic violence. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 is coming up. Stick around.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on a ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.